The countryside and climate of Japan have exerted a decisive influence on her literature, and the role of nature in Heian writing can hardly be exaggerated. Japan is a country of marked seasonal changes, a country in which it is particularly hard to be unaware of nature. It is a country, too, where an awesome variety of natural disasters, typhoons, tidal waves, floods, and almost daily earthquakes, has combined to make people highly conscious of the influence of nature on their lives. The Western world has traditionally been inspired by the ideal of man's boldly pitting himself against the impersonal forces of nature, and of eventually subduing them for his convenience. An ideal realized with such success in our own century that, paradoxically, not only man's comfort but his survival as a species is imminently threatened. Less dramatically, the ideal of conquering the physical world is reflected in the modern metropolis, which strives in so many ways to abolish the seasons and thus the influence of nature on its inhabitants. The advertising slogan, "Cool in summer, warm in winter," seems to sum up much of the Occidental approach. In the Far East, however, religious and intellectual traditions have stressed the unity of life, in opposition to any idea of duality between man and his natural environment. The indigenous Japanese religion, in which nature worship appears originally to have played a central part, combined with the influence of Buddhism and Taoism, to inculcate the sense that man is an integral part of the natural world, his role being not to fight nature, but rather to put himself in harmony with it, and, if necessary, to suffer its inconveniences. To a remarkable extent, this view persists in Japan even now after 100 years of Western influence. In Heian times, and far later, any idea that there is an intrinsic opposition between man and the world about him would have seemed as alien as theories of original sin or economic determinism. The inhabitants of the Shining Prince's world never try to cut themselves off from their natural environment. Rather, they strive to blend themselves with the nature that surrounds them, believing that thus they can learn to understand themselves and those about them. Sensitivity to the subtle moods of nature, indeed, was an essential attribute of good people. Without such sensitivity, it was impossible to enter into the emotional quality of things, which was regarded as the basis of aesthetic and even of moral awareness.